Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down south monitoring the Middle East. What's new, Larry? How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Focusing in those long-distance binoculars and looking pretty somber over in the Middle East. The later it gets in the day, the more somber it looks. World Israel News reported this evening Israel on high alert for attack upon Israeli cities. Multiple sources out of the Middle East reporting that Hezbollah forces have now withdrawn from the Israeli proximity of Lebanon and different regions away from what they expect to be missile attacks. And Hezbollah basically going underground or going undercover. And they only do this generally when there's a missile attack coming down.
Yeah, here's a headline from Hal Turner. And, of course, you know, we've had where Israel comes right up to the brink and then it simmers down. But sooner or later, this thing is going to go. And don't forget, folks, we have Daniel 8, Isaiah chapter 17. Some would include also one of the Psalms. I can't remember what the number of it is. We have Ezekiel 38:39 that we don't know exactly what the sequence is, or maybe they all go sort of together one after another. However, the dating of this is very, very strange, and it also has to do possibly with a means to get Trump a little more time. Because if we get involved in a war, and I don't think there's any reason we wouldn't get involved in a major war over there, don't forget we have the Nimitz, USS Nimitz, is now over there, and that's one of the bigger battle aircraft carriers we have, and their firepower is tremendous. Anyway, I want to read the headlines and get into this a little more. Strong indications of Iran missile strike against Haifa or Haifa and Israel coming tonight even. Intelligence intercepts, air surveillance, satellite recon are all pointing to a missile launch by Iran and its proxies in the Golan Heights against the Israeli port city of Haifa tonight. So that would be about now, I guess, wouldn't it, Larry?
Well, it may be a little bit later. According to some of the internal information, they're kind of expecting these missile attacks to begin about using our eastern seaboard time, in other words, eastern time, between 2 and 5 a.m. USA eastern time.
Okay, so, but anyway, here's what it says. Iran has vowed to avenge the murder of its top nuclear program scientist. So, there are some updates here that he's got that are very, very interesting, which do tend to show that maybe this is going to be it. Now, they have been provoking Iran for some time. And I believe this is a USA-Israeli operation, myself, based upon the Bible in Isaiah chapter 17, which talks about the Christians and the Israeli people together, kind of an operation that's forged. Anyway, it says here, update at 351. Hezbollah evacuating, which Larry just spoke about, near Israel's Syrian ports.
they seem to know an attack is coming. Well, of course, they would get the word, get out of there, because we're going to really hit the region. It's just after midnight in the region, and things seem to happen between 0200 and 0500. Update 422, inbound airline flights being canceled into Tel Aviv. That is a really telling operation, I would say. What do you think, Larry, when they stop airlines?
Oh, yeah, that's something that's extremely important in Israel. That Ben-Gurion Airport there, Tel Aviv, and that's a major center. That would be almost like shutting down, you know, New York's or DFW International Airport, a big deal. And the only reason they would do that if they were expecting conflict in the airspace.
Yeah, it says almost all commercial airlines have evacuated Iraqi airspace in anticipation of either a large missile launch originating in Iran and or a large return strike by Israel and or the USA. Now, I can't imagine if the Nimitz carrier group, and it is a group, is over there and Israel gets attacked, that they would not intervene in some way. What do you think, Larry? I can't imagine that we would just sit by and let that happen.
I would have to assume, Stuart, that under Trump, and we've still got him basically at the helm, if you will, for
mm-hmm.
a few more weeks maybe, or, you know, we don't know. I mean, we don't know how the outcome of this is going to happen, but if Trump really is giving the orders, I believe that as Cyrus, he will probably lean towards supporting Israel in this. And the warnings are already out there that Joe Biden is going to make a deal with Iran. So if Trump does nothing else before he leaves office, he might destroy Iran.
Yeah, and so they would provoke Iran into it. Anyway, it says, to have this type of activity taking place, a very clear indication that airlines have found out through official channels to keep their planes away. Update 636 Eastern Standard Time. Galilee News Radio, Iron Dome battery deployed at the port of Haifa. New intel, Israeli Defense Forces have now deployed Patriot missile batteries around Haifa. Internet, this is at 6:42 p.m., internet attack in progress, significant internet outages in Israel. 6:49, outages getting worse. So that's the last that I have on it. And folks, how do you vet it? You know, really, we probably won't know if Haifa has been attacked and for a while, and we don't know what kind of weaponry is going to be used. If Iran was stupid enough to use a nuke, then they better use a nuke on all the major cities of Israel and all at the same time, because if they don't, Iran probably would be history. What do you think, Larry? I mean, I would think Israel at this point in time would have to pull all the plugs.
Yeah,
because if they don't, they're going to be defeated. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of intel in the background indicating that Israel is very, very close to using nukes on Iran anyway. And so I guess we're going to have to wait. But what's going to be interesting, and, of course, my phone, it ought to go off. My phone lights up like a Christmas tree when Israel comes under missile attack. So
mm-hmm.
I ought to know something. But what's going to be interesting is going to be how large an attack is sent if this happens. But then again, what's going to be more interesting is the Israeli response.
Yes, and I can't imagine they're going to sit still and take too much of that. Do you think? And then there's some weird stuff going on over here. All of the wild rumors about this Haskell character who runs the CIA, right? She runs the CIA.
that she's been found dead, maybe was suicided, or maybe she committed suicide. All kinds of rumbles are going on. And like Trump in code said, well, 2020 is still a long ways to go yet. So it almost sounds like they have a plan, and they're going to execute it. And I don't think people realize that under the law, if we get involved in a fight with Iran, like in Daniel 8, then Trump can invoke full martial law, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. They can scream all they want. It's not going to matter. He will be in office for another 6 months. So this could get extremely interesting. The timing of it appears to me a little bit manipulated, shall we say. I don't know. What do you think, Larry, about that? It seems odd.
Well, the timing is really interesting, and at the same time, if we have a war start suddenly and Trump declares martial law, he's ruling the nation for the next 6 months, whether they like it or not. And by the way, all civilian government goes home.
Yes. Yeah, we're under full martial law. That's full military law, folks. And I'm very familiar with the FEMA stuff and FEMA laws. And here's just a little bit of it. They can take over all forms of energy, all forms of civil transportation, all usable water from all sources, all commodities and products that are capable of being ingested by the human beings or animals, so total food control, all health resources. In other words, a total dictatorship under the FEMA rules. Now, don't forget that Trump invoked FEMA some time ago. What else you got, Larry? You want to bring up quick?
Well, okay, being quick, let me read you the latest headline off of Space Weather. Major solar flare and CME update with possible CME impact on December the 1st or 2nd as an M4.4 class solar flare sideswipes Earth's magnetic field. The November 29th flare, X-rays and UV radiation ionized the Earth's atmosphere. Says the massive flare was eclipsed partially by the sun's southeastern limb, and they're now believing that that was an X-class flare, and so they're predicting significant CME ejected into space, and we may suffer an indirect hit on December the 1st and 2nd.
Probably a good idea. It's an indirect hit. Keep in mind, folks, Major Dames and his kill shot routine. And the sun has been acting up very strangely, throwing off all these CMEs, one right after another, which is very odd. Anyway, what's your last word, Larry? I guess this is heads up, right, for war.
Well, I would, if things keep going like they're going, we're going to be at war pretty quick. But, you know, circumstances may really bring that forward. I mean, America's basically surrendered to the communists at this point. And we have a government that will not react to truth and veracity. So we're done in the water, Stuart. So what if we get hit?
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that the Lord is going to judge the American people far more harshly even than the rulers, because in this country we can do something about it. And we didn't. We let them go ahead and do whatever they wanted. And they don't ever get punished for it. So we're in that lawless realm of Babylon the Great, the mighty lawless entity that goes down basically without a whimper. And we're heading in that direction, it looks like. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. And we'll keep you notified on... If we go to war, we will be letting you know right away. So thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And heads up, folks, a lot of things can happen really, really fast. Anyway, good night. Take care.